When you get ready for Mardi Gras this year, make sure you grab tickets to the only official party of the Grand Parade, the Bud Light Party Tent. Your all-inclusive ticket gets you in an all-day bash from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not only do you enjoy an open bar, a lunch buffet, and private restrooms in a heated tent, but guests can come and go as they please with unlimited re-entry. Come to the biggest and beatiest party at Mardi Gras, the Bud Light Party Tent. Tickets go fast, so get yours at stlmardigras.org now.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:02 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, on the road at Cardinal Spring Training from the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table, Jackie Papers. What, are you reading my script?
Well, yeah, I just kind of knew that that was coming. Well, the weather's a little tenuous today, Tim.
Wonderful.
We have a plan, though, Doug.
Boy, we have Uncle Rico's van from Napoleon Dynamite, and that's how the Plowhawk, Sea Monster, and Nick, what up, y'all, are traveling around Palm Beach County. And should the storms start pouring all over our chests, we will immediately say, okay, we got to take a break. And then we run to the van and we do a show together in a van.
We could sell ice cream out of that thing, too, in the back to raise a little bit more money. That's a heck of a van, though. It'd be a nice van to go on a family vacation in there.
Well, it's getting windy, and I have concerns that Plowsy will blow away. Yeah. So what I did is I put down a couple of sandbags and latched him to it.
He should be fine that way. Yeah. But, oh, I'll tell you, this South Florida weather, the thing about it is the storms come in, but sometimes they burn off. Not today, though, Doug. It is expected to be a deluge throughout the course of the day. But after that, the forecast is lovely, and our journalism shall continue.
Here's the thing, Tim, if we're being completely transparent, because we're an honest show. We don't lie to the listeners.
Transparency is the key.
Transparency is the key. Well said, Doug, and if the bell wasn't broken, I'd ring it for you.
Right.
So we have the van. You call it Uncle Rico's. I call it like I would imagine if you're at an insurance seminar and they're going to take all the managers to Hooters, that's what they rent. So they took out a middle seat. And of all the places we could go if it does, in fact, rain, that's like a little studio plenty of room. So I am looking forward to asking a player who doesn't want to come on the air anyway to walk through the rain and into a van to do an interview.
Not knowing what might be inside there.
Right. That'll be fun for Yachty to do.
It's a darn studio on wheels.
It's huge.
I almost want to try to go in there and do the broadcast.
I do want to. When I think it was Plowsy's idea, and I was like, that's beautiful. Because
hold on, I got to call timeout.
Well done,
what,
Plowsy.
Two left? Plow break, you were just waving aggressively at someone. I looked over to see who it was. I figured it was Low Smart, since you guys are the fastest of friends. But instead, it was Cardinal third base, first base, second base, first base.
First sacker. Oh, we're about to be hit by a golf
cart.
Yeah,
this guy times this out every morning to do this at 7:05. It's kind of his thing.
Raby set it up.
When it turned out it was Matt Carpenter.
Yeah.
Did he wave back?
He gave me I'm carrying a bat, and I do believe his right hand, and waved it to me. And
he tipped his cap like Teddy Ballgame would never do you.
Yeah, and he actually was pretty open to answering questions yesterday, although the first day, you remember, he V-lined towards his truck.
Mm.
That was his excuse.
Now, you air-quoted that.
I didn't really see him go to a car, but a great guy, and glad that he gave me a way back.
I had to make a visit to the general manager's office yesterday. I was called to the
principal's office. There's actually audio, not of your segment moment with John Mozeliak, but actually he appeared on Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe's show, Doug. It's called The Midday Grind. It's paying homage to The Morning Grind, which aired from 2004 to 2006, and Martin was a part of that with me and the cat. The cat calls that the house salad.
Those were the salad days, Halcyon. The golden years, good times, rock and roll.
Well, Martin now is doing the show from 12 to 3, and they had John Mozeliak on yesterday. And Brendan Schaefer, if I can, Brendan Schaefer's on the ones and twos back there along with Iggy in the studios in St. Louis. Let's listen to what John Mozeliak had to say regarding the picnic table and the question of the day.
So the week is young. You've avoided the picnic table, it appears, for the first 2 days. Has that been a distraction in camp?
Yes, it has. Matter of fact, I had to have Jim Hayes up in my office for a little sit-down.
No.
And I always find it odd, though, where Timmy, never around when the hammer's coming down.
No.
So, like that.
You know, and I forgot you guys were tied into this group, and had I known that, I probably would have had to rethink this whole interview. But here's the thing.
I like
all of you guys. I really do, and I'm happy to spend a few minutes with you each day. But I am going to have to talk to the guys tomorrow at the picnic table and just kind of give them their boundaries. That's all I ask.
Yeah, maybe set some boundaries for set the tone for the whole season, perhaps.
Yeah, again, look, I don't want people to think I'm trying to be a dictator or anything. I'm happy to welcome everyone down here, but they're funny. I mean, they just run around and they got this question of the day thing they're doing. It's just, I'm hearing about it. That's all I'm saying. It's great.
You know, here's what you should point out to Doug Vaughn, because he is, he is the senior member.
Is he here?
No, he's down there. He's there. Yeah, he'll be part of your.
I'm kidding. I saw him.
But I think you're going to say to Doug, you're a 60-year-old man. What career move did you make that ended up that you're at a picnic table with some kid with long hair chasing professional players, asking them about their underwear and their pizza choices? I think you need to take Doug personally to the woodshed.
Okay. I can do that.
There you go.
Wow,
duly noted.
Doug out.
Mm.
Wow.
And the tension between Martin and Doug, which was already a little difficult to navigate, now grows.
In all fairness and all due respect to the new show, The Midday Grind,
right.
If I had not been in the office, the general manager would have forgotten about his appearance on that show because he wanted to talk about...
So now you're calling Gardner out.
I'm just saying that they should thank us, the children at the picnic table, for reminding the general manager of the big interview he was doing with their show, because he would have forgotten about it.
Instead, trying to throw us under the table,
the
bus.
But I did, even before that, I talked to John Mozeliak because there were some rumors were swirling. The players were concerned, Tim. Hey, what's going on with the question of the day? We love it. Can we still do it? And it's not so much the question or Plowsy's behavior. They were fine with that. It's his range. He was going too deep. And so I talked to him yesterday. We need to get them as their first coming out and not walk with them too far past this fence.
And Plow break, it's something that we discussed. This is before John Mozeliak happened to enter camp yesterday at the exact moment question of the day was starting, and then you again wandered out essentially to the playing field and that gate that you led Jed Jerko into on Monday. And when I was watching that, I thought, yeah, we're gonna hear
That's
about
way
that.
Out of bounds. They don't want you to go too far past this. Because as
this
John,
is the bullpen fence for those of you not watching on MSNBC.
As John Mozeliak explained, part of the MLB security protocols is that the fields have to be cleared, and that is a field. And he said, if you stray a step or two, that's fine. He goes, but your guy was pretty much in the outfield
sure
and the far field.
Yeah.
And so I talked to Plowsy, and Martin and Charlie, you're welcome for me reminding the general manager.
Doug, where's the broken hot take, Bill?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think Plowsy would be a fabulous bat boy on this club.
He would be.
Couldn't you see him?
Is,
he didn't
is Josh still working the bat boy, or is that
That's condescending.
No, it's a pretty good
That's
job.
That's condescending,
It's a pretty
sir.
Good job.
I'd take that job.
Home bat boy, yeah.
Hey, you'd probably make a quarter million in cash.
Well, I didn't say it was that good a job, but it's a pretty nice job.
He's doing journalism, and now you're saying he could be the
yeah,
bat
get
boy.
Out. Which... Yeah, any chance you have to get out of journalism.
Oh, my. The wind is coming.
Oh.
Oh, my.
We're all right.
Nick, what up, y'all, on the Plow Breaker? Right. On the Plowhawk, now that you've heard John Mozeliak's assessment of your performance, your response, please.
I mean, if I'm going in poker terms and I'm reading it, I think he actually enjoys us being here and generally enjoys the question of the day. I was way too far out of my elements. I get it. I was way out of bounds. But you have to wait for that question to be answered, and Piscotty did it on purpose where he made me walk all the way there and then continuously didn't answer it.
Right.
So I'm just kidding. If they don't answer, next man up.
Wow.
It's a great attitude. You can never go wrong saying
See,
next man
happens,
up.
See, what happens, though, and this is what you have to watch for, you get like in a bit of a panic, and then you kind of what we talked about, kind of you forget. So just remember that fence guideline, a step or two past, more than that. And we're going to be thrown out.
And I did remember the names for the most part. I did try to introduce the player
90% of the time,
asking.
Yeah.
What's with you and Waka that you don't call him Michael? Like, it's first name, or first and last. And you get to Waka, it's like, Waka.
It's just easier to say. I think he likes it.
He likes it. Now, I noticed yesterday the screenshot, Nick, what up, y'all, put up there was Wainwright smiling at you, you waving, and then Waka covering his face like Elliot Davis was waiting outside City Hall.
That's one of those permanent profile pick type moments that you don't get too often, and so I was really happy that Nick, what up, y'all, was able to screenshot that, send it to me,
right.
And I'll always cherish that moment.
Does that replace Mickey Rooney playing the role of a Japanese gentleman in 1962?
You know, it really all depends. You know my Twitter profile picks are topical. If that does become a topic of a show again, Mickey Rooney will be on there.
Now, you do realize, too, the goal of what we're out here for is to get the players to sit down. Not an easy task,
right
as we're finding out. But I think your goal is just to wave and have them wave back.
Well, actually,
we want more from you, Plowsy.
I ran over there, talked to Carp, my boy, and said he was going to do a little BP and then probably stop by the picnic table. So I think we
might.
I'm going
to put that at a 90%.
No.
He will not be here. Cannot go wrong. That's what I was being told as an intern in 1997 for Rich Gould. Tom Pagnozzi blew me off that way.
I'm having
fun.
That's
a no.
You went up to Pags for a little.
Yeah. No, I just got BP and I'll be back.
Yeah, and haven't
ooh,
seen
sounds
since.
Good. Yep. And I said to Rich Gould, hey, Tom Pagnozzi's going to join us. No, he's not joining.
Lance Lynn said he'd come out. Then he said, oh, it's going to rain. But he said he'd come out here.
With the jet fuel?
Well, it's starting to rain now.
Yeah, it's like all over my chest.
Yeah, well.
Timmy, please serenade me with a little summer one. Ah, yes. Touch me, Doug. Mitch, get out the shears, boy. Come, Steve. Guys, quote, if I am going to go by poker terms, what did that mean? Does Plowboy even know what poker is? Thanks. It's from the 314.
If I'm reading his, you know, I can't read his face, but I can read his tone.
Mm.
And he got a kind of a chuckle out of it. He said, we are funny. He did say that. That was an exact quote. So I think he enjoys it.
Yeah, but funny how? Do we amuse you?
Or was it?
Nice.
You're the guy John Candy was playing poker with in Stripes.
Here comes the rain, fellas.
All over.
Oh, no, it's not just all over your chest. It's all over everything.
You know, the players mock this show. Mother Nature mocks this show. Yeah. The general manager mocks this show.
Our teammates, Martin and Charlie, throw this show under the bus.
Why'd they go after Doug like that?
Well, Martin went after Doug, if you know.
I don't know.
Charlie
I don't know.
Giggled in the background. He's ripping off my act.
Was that their second day on the air?
Yeah.
And this is the treatment we get.
Yeah.
Well, mostly you.
Yeah. We didn't hear the entire interview.
You think there might be some context?
You think there was praise coming?
No, I think there was more hate.
Guys, put Plowboy on one of those cable dog leashes that's attached to the ground so he can't go too far out of his range. I mean, we could put like an electric shock collar on you. That might be the move. Ah, Doug, what are you going to do, though?
Well, nothing. That's all we got. You know, he can't. It's hard for him to stay close because by the time he spits out the question and they answer, they don't stop. They keep walking. He's got a limited range there.
Well, I have to tell you, I actually think there is strategy discussed in that clubhouse on how to handle him before they come out, because they all have, not all, but a lot of the more well-known guys have a plan when they approach the Plowhawk. For example, Western Illinois got matched up against Stanford yesterday in the metagame, and Stephen Piscotty surprisingly outplayed Western Illinois as he just said, until he was actually in the spot where he went through the gate and the Plowhawk was left on the other side where he would wait for Jed Jerko to run West Virginia into
Plowsy, if I was given $1,000, I don't believe I would do what you do out there with that question of the day.
I think, you know, they see the smile on my face and they know they could probably kill me with one punch. So I think that element, they kind of like it. You know?
Who do you think you've bonded with most, boy?
I got to say, me and Carp, Matt Carpenter, the last 24,
well, I don't see it.
Hours.
I have to tell you, I've watched a couple of the interactions.
You guys are close, boy.
Yeah, I know, somewhat close. I think Jed Jerko off camera understands the game, but he is very scary.
Jed
he has
Jerko?
A very scary, mean-looking face when he doesn't smile.
And that's a West Virginia thing?
It might be.
Yeah.
So I would say Matt Carpenter of all of the gang is my closest friend here.
Is he? Okay. You and Carlos Martinez were tight for
I don't
for
think he remembers me anymore.
He doesn't? Okay.
I mean, you know, you win 15, 16 games. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're big time in a a question of the day guy.
Yeah. I don't really think that they think for 5 seconds about any of us, to tell you the truth. They don't remember us. They just know it's a new day, and here's another guy in my way.
While I'm at work.
I think that's kind of what it
is. You imagine that.
That they don't give it 2 seconds worth of thought.
Hey, Doug, I will be in the back of the Kutaisi Chatel at 10 for a little fun.
Oh, no.
Hope you're ready. Signed, Saeed. That's from Mr. Bojangles.
He's still bugging me, this Saeed fellow.
You can text in 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. Hey, Doug, it looks like a friend of the feather is coming to the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table. Well, the cat, of course, but a friend of the feather.
Oh. Okay.
And we will let our audience know that this 7 o'clock hour live from spring training is brought to you by the BP credit card. Earn rewards and redeem at the pump. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After Live from Cardinal Spring Training here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And the cat, what wonderful work you have done, because we have a friend of the feather and perhaps the Plowboys' best friend of the feather sitting down with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
It is Stephen Piscotty, who is kind of, he doesn't have much time because he has to, there's a meeting and he's
got
to get
we
dressed.
We got weather moving in.
So what is your out time? What is your out time?
We currently are at 8:18 Eastern. 23. 5 minutes. That's a 5 minutes on the clock, Doug. Hit your hard-hitting question.
I'm gonna start, and I'm sorry if this is the hard scrabble journalism that players don't like to answer. But what are your thoughts on this guy and his question of the day and his performance? Plowboy, I'm talking about.
Plowboy?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Caught us off guard. I was trying to give him something original yesterday. I don't know how well I did with that. But
I thought it was a beautiful metagame because by delaying, you got to the point where you were on the field of play where he really couldn't be, although theoretically he shouldn't be out there anyway.
Right, right.
And you were able to delay it enough that you got in there and never really answered the question. I thought it was a beautiful strategy.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
When you see a gentleman, like yesterday he had a nice V-neck sweater similar to the one today, with that appearance out of the blue as you're just trying to make your way to the field to start your stretching and really start locking in on the season. That's what you guys are
trying to focus.
And you're focused, and then this guy, does it interrupt that focus at all? What are your thoughts when you see this gentleman approaching?
It's startling, but I was ready for it. Saw Waino get the treatment a day or two before, so
you were ready for
I was ready.
So this season, obviously some changes to the roster. Folks looking at you as a possible cleanup option. I know a lot has to happen between then and now. Are you fine with wherever they put you, or is that being cleanup something maybe you would even embrace and look forward to?
Yeah, I did it last year. It's one of those things where it doesn't really matter to me a whole lot, and I'm just trying to do what Mike wants and what's going to help the team win. So if that's putting me in the cleanup hole, then let's go for it. If it's not, I'm fine hitting anywhere else. But hitting a certain place in the batting order has never mattered to me.
I bet it does to some. I bet some people say, oh, they're putting me fourth. I got to change my approach. I got to try to hit the ball out of the park. It's probably hard not to.
Well, I think it may play to my strength. You know, in those situations when runners are on, I'm not trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and I think maybe the other team thinks I'm trying to do that. I'm just trying to stay within. I think most of us on the team do that, and so sometimes it plays to my benefit, you know, when they're trying to pitch a certain way, and I can be patient and just find something that I can take the other way. So it may matter to some, but not to me.
If power-wise, though, do you do anything to try to get stronger? Do you change anything in the off season?
Yeah, I was very happy with last year and didn't want to change a whole lot. There were some minor tweaks that Mabes and I thought I could clean up from a mechanical standpoint that may add some consistency. And then as far as training, you know, I'm just trying to get stronger and faster and more athletic. And, I think that combination is going to be very useful going forward.
Stephen Piscotty, kind enough to sit down with us at the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com. I'm curious what it was like watching the postseason from your perspective and to see the division rival do what they did from a baseball history standpoint, significant, fascinating World Series as well. Are you emotionally involved in polling for or against anybody? And then you see the Cubs win the World Championship, and then how does that impact the mindset going into spring?
Yeah, I didn't really watch most of the postseason. I did watch some of the World Series because it's the World Series, right. And it's pretty entertaining to watch, and obviously you wish you were there. But
For the Indians?
I didn't care too much. You know, the Cubs just had such a good team. So did the Indians. So, I didn't really, care one way or the other. The Cubs are a great team, and, they deserved it. And
tough to say I'm happy for them, but, you know, they earned it. They deserved it. So, you know, we want to go out this year and take that from them.
Does that motivate guys? Or you're out here and you're busting your backside either way, but now it's like, okay, people are going to, it's a foregone conclusion, the Cubs win the Central. That is most of the talk. I think that's a lot of talk in St. Louis as well. Is that something that Mike uses? Is it something that you guys use as motivation?
It may be. It's not something we sit down and have team meetings about. You know, I think everyone knows the situation, and I think it's a bit of a role reversal, I guess you could say. Now they have their targets on the back, so you know, we're gonna be coming after them pretty strong, and we'll see how they play in the role of being top dog.
Well, I know that the Plowboy has used yesterday's question of the day session as motivation to have a better question of the day today. So
it won't happen.
It will not happen.
We got to. But short and sweet. If you're going to sit at this picnic table, better to have a short appearance, I would say, from a player's perspective. So thank you for coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you were running clock a little bit, but thank you for coming. I know you got to change and get ready for your meeting.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Steven.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Steven. Steven Piscotty sitting down with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After and kind of giving an assessment of the Plowboys approach, and also Doug acknowledging that there is strategy discussed inside that clubhouse before they come out and handle question of the day. Wow,
I thought the most important thing he said is when you said Plowsy, he's not supposed to be there, and Piscotty's answer was right. He's not.
And then he said, we're trying to get ready for the season. We're focused. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was like Brett Cecil. He sat down with us yesterday for about 20 minutes. Couldn't have been more engaging. Talked about how he was going to pay a security guard off in Toronto so he could beat the hell out of a guy who was hazing his wife on Twitter.
And this was a guy who came here from another country, and yet his English was
wonderful. Was wonderful. Right? And then the Plowhawk, now thinking we're fast friends, goes up to Cecil for question of the day. He goes, I'm at work now. And I'm like, there's just a reminder of what this is.
But we ever get the message? Don't we ever get the message?
I think in year 15 we will.
Maybe we should stop.
No, because here's the thing. If they really wanted us to stop, and there are new security protocols in place, I get that. But they would have stopped this years ago. How many years have we had the question of the day, Tim?
Boy, it seems like about seven, I would think, for the Rills.
I would say six, but seven maybe. Yeah,
I guess I'm wrong. Six.
Three. Do you have a question today that's any good, Plowsy?
Ladies and gentlemen, the plow break.
Anything at all? I like the "do you foul balls off on purpose"
question. Yeah, that was good.
That's kind of a good one.
That was a trademark to you, a tribute to you, Doug.
I mean, Matt Carpenter answered that question. If anything, one guy who baseball nerds such as myself would remember for having great at-bats with a lot of foul balls twice over the last few postseasons is Matt Carpenter and Clayton Kershaw.
And Waka, I do believe, agreed with that as well. I asked him that beforehand. I think Waka said hitters do hit them off on purpose. So there's a pitcher's perspective and a hitter perspective.
I heard it happens, but they don't try to do it.
The question today are nice. Quick hitters. I got three or four holstered up, ready to go.
Can you just give us a deep tease for the audience who won't be able to listen?
Yeah. What's your favorite sopping?
They won't know what
they
that means.
I'll do condiment. I'll do what's your favorite condiment then? We don't have to
do sopping. No, we've done that. You want to talk about how long we've done it? We've done it every year. We've been doing it. And the problem with that question is they hear condom. And maybe Mike Matheny will hear condom, and that will ensure that it doesn't matter if the cat goes back up to Mazalak's office. Mm-hmm. We'll be banished from the campus, and we'll be getting Marlin's thoughts on Stanton's health this year next day. So we can't do that. Although Ichiro's gym is fascinating to me.
What about if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
It was Barbara Walters in 87. I don't think we need
to
bring that back.
Yeah, we're going to have to have a little talk.
Yeah, we might have to have a meeting.
I mean, we're going to have to
talk. How about something baseball related? I might actually have a response.
No, it's got to be something short that they can digest quickly that catches them a little off guard. It has to be
let the texter suggest things.
Okay.
It does. 855
If you go, hey, your thoughts on the new intentional walk rule. It's going to be dull, but if you weave in a little something, but you also catch them off guard with something that is incongruous. It doesn't go. That is the definition of humor.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sea Monster with a rare vocal appearance.
Well, just a quick heads up, if we're going to workshop this, I think we'll have to do it relatively quickly because I think they're going to try to take the field in about 20 minutes.
Oh, my word, Doug.
What if we workshop something in the full 20 minutes? We can workshop it. We don't have want to, so when we workshop, it's, a minute and a half, and then we go there and we workshop.
But it stays workshopped.
We're not going to give him questions, but...
Well, I had another one. I don't know if I'm going to use it. I'm going to say from 1 to 10, how annoying am I, or how annoyed are you at me? And I think that'd be cool to give me a rating scale from the players.
Why don't you ask him, can we be friends? That might be funny.
Well, it's just going to be an across-the-board no.
How about media, friend or foe?
It's a good one.
Here we go, Mr. Politics. Oh, here we go. See, this is the media trying to trap an innocent player into saying something controversial.
What about your spirit animal? Something like that?
What is that?
I don't even know what the hell
what
that is.
What is that?
What is that, like a gerbil, bro?
Like, if you know, what kind of traits are similar to an animal? You know, like for me, my spirit animal is pretty obvious. It's a squirrel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Doug is a gerbil.
Boys, how about a music question?
Ladies and gentlemen, Iggy, who would like to talk about Lady Gaga.
Oh, no Gaga.
Hello,
no.
Angry.
No, I won't bring that up.
Not what was the best halftime show either.
No, I think Plowsy's killing it down there. My question would be, because they all like music, favorite concert you've ever been to?
It's not a bad one, Iggy. It's not a bad one.
Favorite concert, he said.
I'm going all in on Dierks Bentley.
I had favorite band.
That might not
down,
be a bad play.
Concert
Luke
would
Bryan.
Be also good.
And ask Wainwright, favorite golf course he wants to play that he hasn't played yet.
Yeah, you can have questions specific to the players.
No, but that's putting a lot on Plowsy.
Yeah, but I mean, I have high standards for this Plowhawk. What animal would you like to be reincarnated as? That's kind of fun. That's for Mr. Bojangles, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well. How about favorite dessert item?
We don't have to do it.
Yeah, we do.
Now, this is what Kevin Miller, Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, he's sponsoring
oh,
this.
Oh, he is indeed, yeah.
So we have to deliver it. Now, this one's kind of interesting here, and I don't know if it'll work, but I like it. Does Ray feel the need to take over the fatherly role for Bunchy and Terry since Mick was an absent father?
Not bad,
that's,
a little long.
That's the question.
Not bad, a little long,
What
though.
If they don't watch the show?
Oh, everyone does.
They right. don't.
Except us. We're the only two that don't, Doug.
I don't think everybody watches that.
I like this, and we've gotten a few of it. Should the team bring back the Navy hats on the road?
Stop with that.
Thank you, yeah. Plowhawk. Yeah. Doug, you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. I mean, because then we can actually have a nice little sample. It's like a Gallup poll, actually.
Oh, well, it's not a Gallup poll. It'd have to be run by the Gallup organization.
Too serious.
The Gallup poll.
I mean, it's quick. It's bang, bang. You've got a bunch of artillery, and you're hitting. It's not just the one question.
Now, they do wear them when they play another team that wears
caps.
Right.
Maybe another
How about
one,
this?
Maybe another one. Favorite show to binge watch in the offseason?
That's okay. A nice one, too, Iggy.
That's a question that I have for
Iggy's making
for
a case
Fox.
For the trip down here in 2018.
Yeah. He's stumping.
No, I'm too
Is that
old.
What he's doing?
How about this?
I'm way too old to go out there
You're
and make a fool of myself.
No, I'm not saying
you
would
do it
that.
On the radio every day. Well, no one's too old for that, Iggy. We
my
do
credo.
It.
Penny saved, penny earned.
Plowsy, how about something along the lines of hot days in August, would you go for a halter top uniform? Something different.
That's
something
kind of fun.
Halter
didn't
top
uniform. Did the White Sox do that like in 75?
Yeah, ask about
White Sox
that.
White Sox do that in 75?
Well, they had shorts for a couple
yeah,
of games.
Yeah, no one's done halter top, and I think it's time we break through the glass ceiling.
At least half shirts.
Ask them. Would you go for half shirt uniforms on the hot days in August? No, we'll be on the front page at ESPN again.
Again, that's what we're looking for. You won't believe the windfall of revenue that led to.
I'm sure it did.
Yep.
Well, for Ryan Kelly, because they said it was his show and he was asking the questions. I'm one of them, someone told me. I don't know where.
Guys, which teammate would you trust to act as consigliere? That's from Weezer. I like that, Weezer.
That's not bad.
Yep.
Weezer. Who would make a great consigliere in the clubhouse? Who would make
the best consigliere in... Piscotty, I think, actually.
Yep, you can trust him. Very nice guy. But
he's not a war. He's not a wartime consigliere. Not a wartime consigliere.
So you'd say Lance Lynn, then. Anybody who's willing to light something with jet fuel.
Yeah, we've already had the threats.
How about who would make the best Don? Who would make the best Don? Because
totally different
everyone knows.
Now. Totally different discussion. Now.
Sure it is.
Because Lance Lynn might be a bad Don, like Sonny. You know?
Temperamental.
Lance Lynn could be shot a million times at a
toll
booth.
Right here on the Florida Turnpike.
Yeah. So if the team was in The Godfather, who would be the Don of the group? Would that
and who would be the consigliere?
Who would be the best Don?
And then who do you think would play the role of Talia Shire? That would be a wonderful like final play. Like a little kicker, like the squirrel on water skis.
We'll do a Godfather question.
So who would be the best Don?
I think maybe Peralta would be a good Don.
I'll bet he would.
Kind of speaks softly, but you know when he talks, he means business.
I've never heard him talk, ever.
He talks.
Yeah, he talks.
Does he? Let's get him over here. Yeah. See what's on his mind.
He doesn't like talking in the post game if it goes on the loudspeaker in the stadium. He doesn't like that. Because then the whole crowd's there.
Yeah. He's probably – he speaks good English, but you get the sense that he kind of wishes he spoke a little bit better.
Yeah,
maybe
he's
that's
really
it.
Nice.
But, yeah,
really
he
nice
does
guy.
Speak good English.
And
who has the best body on the team? That comes from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Ask
Plowsy
that.
Can't hear.
Ask
you heard that? Who has the best
that's
body
a good
on
one.
The team?
That is a good
You're
one.
On board with the hipster of Tower Grove South. Doug, you're sideways with the hipster of Tower Grove
South. But that's something they can have fun with. You know, there's a million directions you can go
okay.
with that.
Yeah, that might be a better one, Plowsy.
Like who would be the Don?
You got a lot of artillery now. It's better than asking something that they think you're asking about. You know, Trojans and Magnums and all that.
You know, next week when I do my Fox duties, one of the things I have to do this year is the dumb questions like, Ben, what show? So on a slow day, you just re-rack like 15 answers to the same question, put a couple of boing, you know music on there, and then you got a feature that they can that's evergreen. They call it evergreen.
Evergreen.
I like that.
And
I know
one
you're
of
saying,
them, I, and one of them I wrote down is, what TV show have you binge-watched? So tip of the cap to Iggy. Maybe we get him a job as a producer at Fox Sports Midwest.
Oh, wow.
He'd probably like that.
But I will not ask who has the best body. That is for Plowsy.
That's for the Plow.
That is a good one.
Hawk. Doug, Apollonia or K? I mean, isn't that a layup, Apollonia?
Yeah, I think it is.
She was fine, man. Yeah. She fine.
Yeah. She got blown up, though, didn't she?
Spoiler, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I did give it away. Well, I mean, the movie was made in, what, 70, 71?
She got blown up, and I don't think he was the same guy after that. She got blowed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I feel like he just picked Kay to breed with. Did you feel that same way, Doug?
I didn't really think of that. I was just watching it as a movie.
Did you think there's deep down there were feelings?
I didn't really think it through very much.
But don't you feel like he became a different guy? You know, he had the best intentions to go legit with the family, and then he got caught in. Don't you feel like this was his sort of battle that he was fighting internally all those years?
I think you're probably overanalyzing it. Just a character, just to keep the story moving. That's all.
Why did they have to shoot Mo Green in the eye? Why in the eye?
Because it looked good for the movie. That's all. These are just motion pictures, fellas.
I don't understand.
It's just entertainment value.
Should there have been a placard? Should there have been a placard for Mo Green? Answer the question.
I don't think so.
Ivan Roth thought there should have been.
But, I mean, if he gets shot in the shoulder and he goes to the hospital and he dies a month and a half later, it's just not as good as getting shot in the eyeball. It's a movie.
A lot of people wonder if Mo Green could have been a good consigliere eventually.
Plowboy, why don't you ask who has the hottest wife or girlfriend? I do not recommend that. I do not recommend that.
No.
Do you believe glory holes exist? I do not believe that would be good.
No. And the answer to that is no.
Yeah. Do you think Tim is the best? That's an obvious one.
Ask him if there's any chance that they end up taking you to lunch. I think that would be funny.
Do you feel like you're ready now? I feel like you've been armed with artillery, courtesy of the cat, Doug, and myself, and the wonderful texters.
I got it, and I'm going to ask the veterans the Navy cap question. I don't think Dexter will have good insight on it, or
I think Dexter would, man.
Maybe
so. He prides himself on fashion.
But the guys who have worn the gray and the red for years probably understand.
Navy and red. But you're talking about the gray uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, this club hasn't won a world championship with red caps on the roads, and that's something to think about.
I do like the idea of having the texters supply the questions of the day because they've come up with some very nice.
You're on board with the texters now. I thought you were at war with
the texters of Tower Grove. Who
yeah, who does it?
Tower Grove South.
You like him? Well,
I don't
like
him.
He had a good question.
He had a good question, but it's the first good thing he's ever texted into the show.
Why don't you say thank you to the texters?
Well, I feel like we've got him turned around. This is like therapy. Plowsy, here they come.
And remember your boundaries.
Oh, wow. Here we go. This is an important moment in this show's history. Our spring training coverage.
Move.
Brought to you by Grand Cru Cigars, Stoli Vodka, the Post Sports Bar and
Grill. Jed, my man.
Here we go.
Best body on the team. Best body on the team.
Oh. Why is he touching guys?
It's Jed.
How come we can't hear it?
There's no mic.
Instead of the red, and who would be the Don if this was a Godfather?
Oh, he's asking three questions.
That's too many questions.
All right, Jed said, I'm the best.
Get back to interviewing.
Shut up.
Hey, Aledmus, who had the best body on the team outside of yourself?
Richard.
And would you prefer red caps on the road or navy caps?
Navy.
You love Aledmus.
Yes, now I'm on board. Uh-oh, it's
would
Eugene.
Would you go who had the best body on the team?
Oh, no, Eugene.
팀에서 누가 제일 몸 좋냐 한대요.
Eugene had the best body on the team. Rosie,
now we're getting
who would be the Don if this was a Godfather situation? You? Okay.
Oh, I can't even watch this, though.
It's better.
I can't watch.
He's not going out into the field yet.
Carlos, red caps on the road or navy caps on the road? This is key.
The first one.
You like the red cap? Thanks, Carlos. Carlos isn't the best. Me and him are really good buddies.
Plowhawk on question of the day, everyone.
Give it up. Give we it got up. My two fat. Oh, my three fat. Oh, my God, my three favorites.
Why is he talking like Don Cornelius right. hosting Soul Train?
All right, red caps on the road or navy caps on the road?
Oh, no brainer.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay. And who would be the Don on the Cardinals if this was Godfather? Yachty the Godfather. All right.
A lot of people thought it would be Yachty, Doug. But they're on board with the Navy caps.
Best body on the team, yeah. Broxton?
Oh, no.
That's, of course. It's a given. Are you kidding me?
Why is he like that?
I couldn't hear what he said. Yeah.
Carp, I didn't know if you wanted to do 2 days in a row. Give me a red caps on the road, Navy caps on the road.
I'm indifferent.
What about best body on the team?
Oh, no.
Best body? I'm not answering that.
He's not answering that because he probably thinks it's his.
Right. Perfect. Another ad lib.
The ad libs are awful.
Good luck out there, Yachty.
Fist bump Yachty or Molina.
Tommy Pham, he gave me the best answer yesterday with nothing. Can you give me a little bit more today? How about red caps on the road or navy caps on the road? Walker, you can answer this as well if you like.
See that? Hey, look at that dead bird flying.
We got a dead bird flying, fam. You're in the best shape of your life, buddy. God, he's looking good.
Oh, God bless America.
I give him an 8 today.
20 bombs hitting 280 this year.
Nope.
Red caps on the road, navy caps on the road?
Look at Fowler's running. Yes. There goes Fowler running past him. Fowler.
Straight shading me. I think they're really, they're scared.
Oh, no.
Cecil, I know you're working.
Cecil.
Oh, no.
Red cap. Oh, okay. Good luck with you.
Thank you.
Man.
Good luck with you.
I don't know if Cecil likes me too much.
God.
Should we ask Derek Gould a question?
Painful.
No.
So Plowsy. Painful.
Plowsy, you're doing great. Just
hey,
stay
Derek,
with it.
Best body on the team, you think?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got the sport riders?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you probably shouldn't answer that.
Yeah.
Would you prefer red caps on the
I'm
road?
Working
or?
On it, Plowsy. I'm working on it.
Okay. Derek Gould is the best. Thank you, Derek. Blue caps. Ooh, I got Lance. Should I wait for Lance or should we? We're waiting for Lance.
Wait.
Yes.
Okay.
Rick Kummel's looking back here. That's a man in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we can chat. How you doing, Derek?
Fine. How are you?
Well, you don't have
any hot takes today on the Cardinals organization?
I'm fresh out of hot takes. I think the weather is speeding everything up, so we'll see some guys pitching. More of a grind here until the game starts.
And have you sold any condos?
I have. I am the leading seller. I am on track for the El Dorado. I'm really excited for that over at Glengarry Glen Moe. We're really working hard over there to we're putting people in their dream homes. It's exciting when you can make a dream come true for people.
And after this big radio gig, I'm in AM radio. I'm going to be looking for a crib out here in Jupiter. You think you can give me a friends and family discount?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I can get you a good APR.
Nice.
He doesn't know
Lance,
what that is.
You're my early favorite.
Oh, no, it's Lance Lane, Doug.
Red caps on the road or navy caps on the road, do you think?
Nothing.
That look says navy, right? All right, my guess would say Lance Lynn liked the Navy caps.
Good to
We're
going to
wrap it up here, boy. Back to you in the studios.
We're not in the studio. We're
at a
picnic table next to you.
Now, if there was ever an homage to Chris Carpenter, that look from Lance Lynn to Plowboy was vintage Chris Carpenter. Looked like he wanted to kill him.
Doug, you liked it.
I can't even watch it. I just bury my face in my hands and just hope that it ends soon.
Plowsy, let me be the first to say well done. You stayed within the boundaries.
You did. That was cheap.
Stayed within the boundaries.
There's so many things to analyze after that.
It was good
that.
Footwork. It was good fundamental footwork.
We got to see Dexter Fowler run like the wind. Yeah. Like it was a ball to the gap, and he was on first base with one out.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran like the wind past
Well, that's
you.
Why they got it. They wanted to score from first on a double.
I'm going
to
say, I kind of think now he could have probably steal 35 bases.
Because of the way he ran from you.
And you told Wong
he was going to go
what his numbers
280
are gonna
be? 20, and he said no. Because if anything, he's trying to consciously not hit for power. He said the worst thing that happened to him was hitting all those home runs in the 2014 postseason. Then he changed his swing up.
I told Tommy Pham he looked to be in appearing to be in the best shape of his life.
And what did he say? He said, look at that dead bird flying.
Wow.
Kind of a paradox.
That was a threat. I think that was an implied threat somehow. John Mozeliak told me that as he was watching the question of the day yesterday, he told Tommy Pham, take care of this. And he said, I will. And that's why he said, I'm not talking to you.
Wow, wow, wow.
I feel like we did a good job obeying the rules, Tim.
You did. That was important, Plowhawk. You didn't go past the bullpen fence. That was big. If you would have kept going, like when Dexter Fowler ran past you, I'm sure human nature said, I need to run with him. But you couldn't. And that's tough to do because you're going against human nature.
And O, I knew it would take a little bit from getting the question from the translator to O, getting the question or
Eugene.
Answer back. Yeah. And Eugene gave me a great answer and said he had the best body. So I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Matheny about to address the media. If you want to go over there and get that and see what the word is today. There goes the plow wing.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah,
now.
Doug, I feel good about the show today.
I don't feel that good about it, really.
Wait.
Plow's going to get that mic in there?
Yeah, we'll take a listen and see what Mike Matheny has to say.
Okay.
This is how we get him on the show. Let's take a listen, Doug.
That mic up in that. This is earlier than they said it was going to be.
Just for the first game, will be Luke Weaver. So Weaver, Gant, and Gomber, not necessarily Gant and Gomber, but Luke will be starting the game.
Okay.
But Gant and Gomber will throw in as we...
In that same game.
Yeah, those are three you for sure we'll see. And we still talked about O getting out there.
How do you, I mean, we have a game Sunday, two games Monday, then the possible need of like 21 relievers. Starters only going two innings.
Yeah, that's why we brought in all the extra guys. And so we... started making some late additions and some guys that should be able to help us.
We'll see probably everybody you have in camp over those 3 days.
There's a good chance. I mean, usually we'd be using our mini camp guys or the early camp, step camp. But I think we brought in enough pitchers now to cover it.
All right. How does the rain affect your schedule?
Right now, not at all, except just a little earlier. You know,
what can you do and what can't you do?
Well, right now we're going to do everything. Yeah. And until the rain forces the issue. We've done that before. We've kind of changed course and kind of the forecast changed. So whatever we can get done outside is a benefit. But the guys did a great job. I don't know how late they were here last night. They put together three schedules, full outdoor sunshine one, monsoon schedule, and then a hybrid. So they were here on way too late. But we'll be covered. We got some ideas of how we can get better inside if the rain pushes us there, but we're not going until we have to.
Mike, who puts that?
No, this is, well, yeah, it is because they stayed up. The third one was done this morning starting around 6.
Okay.
When I realized that the forecast gave us a little window, so we pushed everything up and then tried to figure out, okay, if it's true and we only have this amount of time, what are the most important things we got to get taken care of?
Who puts that schedule together?
David Bell is... really in charge of kind of physically. He and Jamie Pogue, Mike Schilt's been helping out, and the rest of the coaches all have their say, and I'm usually obviously in the middle of it as well.
Started doing opt-downs today? Or is
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I know it's early in spring, but how's Michael walking?
Looks good. Just looks strong. Yeah, he looks like he's not forcing. Looks like it's coming out. Just watching his demeanor and how he feels after each throw, too, is, I think, very indicative of where he is in his mind, which tells you kind of where he is in, with his body.
Mike, when you think of Jose Martinez's route to the majors, what stands out and what stands out about him since you've met him?
You know, what limited time we've had, he's done a great job putting together a professional at bat. Thought he looked good in the outfield. We'll get a better look at him this year. I mean, our outfielders get a lot of work. The young outfielders always get. I mean, that's usually the horse you guys are betting on who's going to be in there every day is one of our outfielders. So,
survivor.
Yeah. So we like what we've seen. You know, something that sticks out to me is his ability, how he came in off the bench and took a great at-bat. Seemed probably the best at-bats we've ever seen off of Chapman. That says a lot because that's not an easy assignment, and you have to have above-average bat speed to pull that off. But then just hearing the things that we're hearing from like Mike Schilt at AAA last year about the kind of teammate he was and how he just did his part. He was always ready. You could always count on him. I mean, those sort of things play into how a guy's viewed here with our camp.
Mike, are you for the throw four fingers from the dugout and not throw them for a walk?
You know, I'm going to defer to the league. They do a lot of work with some very intelligent people. I see both sides, though. I've seen games changed by the intentional walk. It's a skill set that is really tough for some guys, believe it or not. A lot harder than what it appears. And I also understand the urgency of speeding up the game. And when we're talking about the overall goal, I mean, you're talking seconds and minutes being different. And if that's truly what the commissioner and his group believe is one of the priorities. I think you have to look at what can be taken out. But anytime you start, you know, toying with competitive advantage and you start dealing with, you know, physical action of what might change a game, you're going to get some pushback.
When you say skill set, do you mean the pitcher or the catcher? Because we talked a lot about what catchers have to do and how some of that has been taken away in the game.
I was kind of going there on the bigger picture. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's no doubt the skill set of catching the ball right has been taken away from the game. And I don't think it's to anybody. It was never their intention. But right. when you add technology, I think inevitably you're going to take away something else. And in the case of so much emphasis being put on, but we want it both ways because we're going to be the first ones to tell you we'd like to see accountability.
Right.
That if a guy's brutal behind the plate, he's got to have some sort of metric that proves the fact that he's brutal.
Right.
But in the meanwhile, what you're doing is you're taking away the ability for a catcher to make a borderline pitch look better. So it's give and take. And I think in this particular case, you're talking about less of a skill set. I don't want to necessarily see a guy up there having trouble throwing the ball wide, even if it's the opposition. I'm going to tell you that. I want to win, and I'll take the run and be really happy about it, but it's not necessarily something I want to see, and I don't think our fans do either. So I think that may go into play, too. I don't know, but it's not one I'm ready to draw a hard line on. I just know the commissioner and his task force are going to do what's best for the game.
Do you ever have a game, you mentioned you've seen some games showing you behind the plate ever before, somebody taking a swing at one of those pitches?
Not a swing, just wild.
Oh, just wild.
Or bases advanced that normally wouldn't happen. Yeah.
Or a guy maybe having trouble getting back in the strike zone after throwing balls out?
All that, yeah. It's all real.
What's your understanding of the mechanics of it? Will the manager signal for the...
Yeah, I don't know what they're telling us. I don't think it's been written in stone yet, has it, Brian?
I haven't seen an official announcement.
Okay. They'll let us know.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I mean, whatever we got to do. I think every step you take towards understanding what the fan base wants, and if there's something that we can do to make a step in the right direction, and it's just like me with these guys. The steps we can take to make things better, and if it can, you know, that's. I think it's going to be positive.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah? I'll work on it. I'll work on it. I can pull that off.
Will Friday's workout be any different from the pitching practice today? Anymore?
It'll be... I need to see how these next couple days go to determine that. So.
Inter-squad game?
A lot has to do with how much we can get done. I mean, obviously the forecast today is what it is, and we'll see what happens tomorrow and how everything's affected. So right now we're just kind of in limbo what that'll look like.
Mike, the limited innings went through late last season, how much of a difference maker?
He turned
off
the mic.
Yeah, Plowhawk had enough. Well, you heard Matheny talking about, I don't know if you've how many of our listeners are aware of it, but Major League Baseball has announced that there will no longer be the need to throw four pitches for an intentional walk. And so that was one of the focal points of the discussion. Yeah.
I really don't like that rule change at all. I don't think it takes up much time at all to throw four intentional balls. How often does it come up anyway in this era with this Cardinal team? Once every two or three games?
They're not going to save much time.
They think that's going to save time? And you're taking away, as Matheny said, you're taking away a mechanical thing of pitchers throwing and catchers catching?
It shows how desperate Major League Baseball is to shorten games and change the pace of the game. So they come up with something like that. That I guarantee you, if that's like what they're hanging their hat on, that's going to save an average of what, 45 seconds a game maybe, or you know, a minute and a half by the because there's some games where there isn't one.
Most games there isn't. So, nowadays you've got the relief pitchers throwing the seventh, eighth, ninth. No pitchers late innings.
I get it. I don't think it's really going to have a huge impact one way. I don't think it's going to be the time savings they're looking for. I think it's a big thing for us to discuss, but it's going to have very little impact.
7:51 in St. Louis, and you were listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We are broadcasting live from Cardinal Spring Training, year 12 of the Picnic Table. The Picnic Table presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill and 314 Training Academy. For all your baseball and softball training needs, log on to 314sports.com. Big Boy Lawns, complete commercial and residential lawn care, landscaping, and snow removal. Look for Big Boy Lawns LLC on Facebook. And, Doug, let this big boy sweat for you.
Why?
That's what the spot says, Broom.
Oh, okay.
And that's who's going to be handling my shrubs this year. The power of the draft.org, providing care alone. Packages what? And financial grants to area cancer patients. Be sure to stick your neck out to help area cancer patients. To find out more, visit powerofthedraft.org. Those are among our many sponsors for our spring training trip. And we ask the listeners, support the sponsors. We're going to keep giving you information. The Plowboy is going to keep asking Eugene questions for Sungwon Oh. If you support the sponsors. If you don't support the sponsors, the show's going to go away, and we might attack you. So
physically.
Yeah, I also think I could see us hacking in to your Brazzers account.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, these are things you just want to be cognizant of when
you're. What is that, where he orders food?
Right.
Is that like a Dairy Queen?
Right. Yeah, Brazier, though.
Brazier food. Right. Yeah.
It's a difference. And also the 7 o'clock hour is presented by the BP credit card. Earn rewards and redeem at the pump. It's the BP credit card. Send your emails in. The Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Here in the BP credit card 7 o'clock hour, Stephen Piscotty sat down with us, and we also had the Plowboy executing, for my money, the best question of the day to date. Doug, when you consider how you judge a question of the day, did you stay within the rules? Yes. Mm-hmm. On the 1 to 10, that's a 10. And did you ask outstanding questions? Yes. So that's a 10 on a 1 to 10. And your stick-to-itiveness in the face of adversity, such as Lance Lynn staring at you or Dexter Fowler running full speed away from you.
Right.
Yes, that's a 10.
All right, so I agree. I'm going 10, 10, 10. There's one area that you didn't rate on, in between ad-libs.
Yeah.
Tighten them up a little.
Yeah. Kind of got your thoughts on things.
Yeah, I know.
I liked it.
Maybe I should avoid giving
knucks
to the players and high fives. Jed did take my mic at the beginning. I wasn't for sure how that sounded via the air.
Is that what was really going on? We didn't know what was going on. He took your microphone.
Yeah, the video would be great because he took my mic and asked me what I was going to ask him.
Okay.
I gave him the rundown. He said too many questions and then threw the mic back at me.
Did he really know?
Huh.
Well, at least I think one of the keys was that we workshopped this a little bit, and people came up with decent questions for you.
I liked it. It was fun.
And it sounds like this club wants Navy caps on the road.
It does. And you could tell Lance Lynn didn't answer the question, but you could tell.
Why could you tell? What was he saying that facially said Navy?
He gave a look up at his red hat, and I think that it was a sign of disgust.
I think he was containing himself because he wanted to choke you out. I think he wanted,
because
he looked like he was giving you a look of disdain.
Speaking of which, I see Chris Raby.
Yeah, and he bumped my mic flag a couple times.
Raby did.
We had a mic war in front of Mike.
Yeah, it's getting ugly now. It's really getting kind of nasty. I didn't think it would come to a physical confrontation, but it has here today.
These radio wars. What if I just start screaming? The problem with the media in St. Louis is too soft.
Yeah.
You know,
bunch of frauds. What an embarrassment.
You take a thing like the Rick Ankiel story. It seems like a no-brainer movie, right?
Yeah.
But what if you took Radio Wars, made it a musical, a la West Side Story, and all of a sudden there's Plowsy staring at Raby, snapping their fingers, and then they break into dance.
That'd be a fun little musical.
Especially based on the success of La La Land, I think it's a hit in the making.
Yeah, the time is right for that sort of that sort of feature.
That production.
Yeah.
Well, taste me, huh? It was a throwaway line to transition. That's all it was.
I wasn't ready for it because you can feel the friction out here between a couple of warring radio giants.
Yeah, I see Ben Boyd staring at us. Klaibs is over there. Raby.
Ben Boyd is the guy that clips our wire.
Yep, yes, he does.
From time to time, he'll come here with tin snips, and he'll cut the electrical cord right out from under us.
It's just a hard scrabble trade.
Plus, he knows he did it because he'll come by and go, hey, we were on the air uninterrupted today. How about you guys just asking?
Yeah.
As if he knew.
He's rubbing our nose right in it. Yeah. I don't see a real peaceful resolution to this, fellas.
Doug, the winds are a-whipping.
Yeah.
Or the plains.
The sky has cleared up a little bit. Looks like we're not going to have rain for a few minutes anyway.
Well, the boys have taken the field for their workout, and if I'm not mistaken, Mike Matheny said the starter for the first exhibition game will be Luke Weaver.
Yeah.
And that O may get some work in that as well. So you heard that from the Cardinal manager in addition to his thoughts on the intentional walk rule. We look forward to talking it over with you, and you're welcome to text in or call in 855-CUB-TALK.
855 Cub Talk is how you can get involved. And we are very grateful to Ryan Kelly for his title sponsorship of this award-winning presentation, the Post for sponsoring the picnic table, and then also PGA National, where we will be hosting a number of our clients next week for our annual client trip. Doug, if you sign up with this radio station for a year, you know what you get?
What?
A chance to hang out with me in Florida. Geez. A chance
okay.
to hang out with
no,
me.
No, I'm sure that's fun.
In
yeah.
Florida. And it'll be next week, and we'll be staying at PGA National Resort, home of the Honda Classic, which gets underway tomorrow. 5 golf courses on the property, a world-class spa, and also outstanding restaurants, plus a million-dollar-plus renovation on their pool. So if you want to come down with some friends just to play golf, you have that option. If you want to come down with your wife or significant other just to have a weekend away, you have that option. If you want to come down with the family, it's a perfect option. Plus, you're about 5 minutes from Roger Dean Stadium. You can check it out for yourself. Go to pgaresort.com. And, Doug, I'm all over DraftKings this week because I was with Mike Wellington, who played in the qualifier on Monday. Did not make it. It was a bunch of web.com guys who qualified. He was giving me his intel on who to pick for DraftKings, and so I expect to not only watch the Honda Classic this weekend, but I expect to ship it.
Well, you're going to share that. Are you going to share any of that?
Why would I do that? I think that's an SEC violation, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
If you tell us who you think is going to win the Honda Classic, that's a violation?
Louis Oosthuizen is going to win the Honda Classic, but I got to. I'm talking about the guys who are going to be the cheap players on DraftKings who are going to advance through the weekend and give you points, because you can't just pick Oosthuizen and Justin Thomas and Adam Scott and Ricky Fowler.
Well, you know that, Doug.
Too expensive.
You know that.
No. Too expensive.
You know, what's happened to your voice?
So you think that Tim is going to show his cards?
Right.
Well, it'd be nice.
Hey,
so we know up front if he's picking the right people. Because
I think
we'll
I'm
going to
check
Monday
right here. Tim,
well,
what are you holding? Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Right. No, I mean, I have 7 high. Piss off. Come on, let's go. Guys, 590 The Fan is the scrappy gamer effort Bohart of this radio war. Do you feel like we're the Bohart?
Kind of.
What are they? Mike Trout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a whole other level. We're just struggling to keep our head above water.
I just feel like we're the Kip Wells. Like, we're trying to explain a bad outing time and time again.
Kip Wells.
How it really was a good outing.
The magical 2007 season. Mike Maroth will join us.
I thought I could hit Mike Maroth. When I saw Mike Maroth, I thought I think I could hit him. He's throwing like 80 miles an hour.
But his stuff is sick.
I think it was damaged goods.
The guys in the other dugout, they were jumping over each other to get to the bat rack. It's my turn to hit.
Doug, we got to break and close out this 7 o'clock hour. Make sure that we thank our many sponsors for this spring training trip, such as Four Seasons, Penske Truck Rental, Cordell & Cordell, Kevin Miller of Coldwell Banker Gundiker, iTech Shark, JMH Law Firm, AMP Restoration, Advanced Vision Care with 2 Illinois locations in Belleville and Nashville, Premier Parking. Order your baseball parking pass today at parkcardinals.com, and, of course, Anheuser-Busch Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals. This Bud's for you. We'll take a break, close out the 7 o'clock hour, enter 8 o'clock hour magic here live from spring training on 590 The Fan, KFNS.